Welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I'm the founder and CEO of Mara Poling. Happy to be with you this week for a brief update on interest rates and cap rates. Short-term rates, long-term rates, cap rates, where are they? Where are they going? And what might that mean for a multifamily investor? That's what we're going to touch about this week. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com, marapoling.com. And without ado, let's get to the meat of the matter here. So rates continue to move up. Floating rates, which are tied to short-term rates, are continuing to move. SOFR, which is on its way to 2% and probably, at least based on the data we see, going to be in the 2.5 to 3%, maybe even slightly higher than 3% range over the course of the next year, something like that. The 10-year treasury, so the long-term rates, which are what drive more of the fixed rate product that's out there, probably looking for something on the low threes as for where we're going to stabilize. Maybe it goes to 3.5. Not a lot of expectation that it's much higher than that. So what that means is we're still going to see opportunities for floating rate loans to make sense. If you're seeing a spread of 225 or 250 basis points on SOFR at 3%, that gets you to a 5.5% loan, which is pretty close to where the fixeds are going to be. So were you to be able to get a floating rate loan today, you'd get some benefit on the front end. And if rates pulled back, which it's not unreasonable to expect SOFR to peak and then pull back, you could then find yourself in a position where you'd have some additional savings. Worst case, you've spent some money on a rate cap, and it's possible, given how rates might move, that there could be some gain from that. You could sell that rate cap along the way if the rates moved appropriately. So while rates are moving up, as far as we're concerned as investors, there doesn't seem to be a significant difference between the floating rate products and the fixed products, other than the basic structure of the deal you want to put together anyway. If we're putting together a long-term hold, we want assumability, we're doing some modest improvements, we're not anticipating doing anything rapid, and we're comfortable with cash flow that will grow over time, then a fixed loan is going to make a lot of sense. If, on the other hand, we want to get cash moving as quickly as we can, and we're in a position where we might even want to be looking at a short-term loan, like a bridge loan, all of which those floating rate products are going to be tied to SOFR. The old LIBOR is dead. SOFR is the new rate. And while we'll be saving some money initially, we probably end up seeing that effective rate get up to what a fixed rate would be, and then a little bit north of it. Net-net, probably six of one, half dozen of the other. That's our guess sitting here right now. What this is doing, though, is it is beginning to affect cap rates. We're seeing that impact in larger markets, not as much in secondary markets. The secondary markets have been pretty resilient, and we are not seeing cap rate movement point for point with interest rate movement. So as I said, if we saw SOFR go up 50 basis points over the course of the next 6 months, and that's not unreasonable to think that it could move that much in the next 6 months, we're not going to see 50 basis points of cap rate movement in that same timeframe. And that's simply because the demand for real estate investments is not being as impacted by that interest rate movement as it would need to be in order for us to see that kind of pullback. Having said that, we're certainly seeing some movement on cap rates, which is to be expected. It simply isn't significant. One last thought on this interest rate topic, and that is, let's keep all this in context. We certainly try and remind ourselves this on a daily basis. the rates that are increasing are going up to the historic lows they were at a couple of years ago. We are not seeing a return to anything even like normal interest rates, let alone high interest rates. Now, obviously, if cap rates didn't move at all, that would create a big problem. Cap rates will move. They're simply not going to move as much. So we're going to see that spread between a cap rate and an interest rate change based on the fact that there's still excess demand in our experience for multifamily investments. So quick little update for you on interest rates. As we learn more on rates and see more activity, we'll throw one of these podcasts in occasionally just to provide a quick little update. If you have questions and would like to chat, I'm happy to do that. If you have your own portfolio and are considering doing some work in which you would need to access some debt and would like to pick our brains, we're happy to do that. We also have some wonderful folks we work with in the debt industry that we're happy to make introductions if that's something you would find valuable. And of course, if you're considering investing in multifamily real estate, of all the options you have, building your own portfolio, investing through syndications, working with an asset management firm like Mara Poling, we're happy to chat with you about that as well. Whether that ends up meaning we do some work together or not, we'd certainly be happy to help you as you are contemplating how you could get into the multifamily game. So with that, we're going to leave you until next week. Thanks for joining me. And I look forward to talking to you again next week on another episode of Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling.